seventh grade, I went down, and as far as the clothing and stuff, we were always teased about that. But there was only two girls that I got along with high school, and we were always, you know, I don't know, they had problems with us being there. They didn't want us there, so I stayed there seventh and eighth grade. And then ninth grade, I went to Flandreau, South Dakota. Ninth and tenth grade. And then at that time, I got so lonesome all the time. You know, I was one to, so I ran away. Yeah, there was three of us. Her name was Augie Peters and Vera Wabasha and myself. We just didn't like it there. We were too confined. We only went to school for half a day, and then you'd have to work the other half. And then on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, if you had money to go to a movie or go uptown, you could go. But a lot of times we didn't have no money. So anyway, then one day we decided we were going to go. So we signed up to go to the movie. And instead of going to the movie, we started hitchhiking. We didn't get far. We got to Pipestone, I think. And then we hid till dark. And then and then it started snowing and getting cold, so we got up on the road, and the first car come along was a cop. Took us right to jail. And we had to stay overnight until our parents got there. Then they took us back to school, and they told them that we wouldn't be punished for what we did, so we stayed till the end of the year. And then I went back to school down here for my 12th year, and I stayed, September, October, and November, and I just going along with kids. Mm-hmm. I had a friend that came from Prairie Island, and she said that as long as I was 17 that I could work at the hospital there. So I went down there and I got to start working there. I quit school. I didn't finish my senior year then. Mm-hmm. And so then I went down there and I worked there for, 6 months? And decided to come home again. And I came back then. Then I met my first husband, and that was in 55. And I got married, or I met him in 53, but then in 55, we got married, and we moved to Wisconsin. And we had 6 children, and he passed away when he was 48 years old. He had a heart attack.